Well, every month we take you to class, Grand Valley's College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. So many things happening under this umbrella, this school year of 2015-2016, and so many professors doing their good deeds, paying their professions forward, such as my next guest in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. She does a little professing of philosophy and more, Dr. Phyllis Vandenberg. Good morning to you, Phyllis.
Good morning.
Yay. Well, we want to talk about a great summer institute that does present itself in the summer of 2016. The headlines do share a pretty cool grant, but I always like to talk about you, the professor, first. So what's your history?
So my specialty in philosophy is studying the 18th century Scottish Enlightenment, and I started that studies at Western, actually, with my master's degree, and started teaching at Grand Valley 23 years ago. Worked on my PhD and got my PhD from University of Utah a few years later, and I've been working with on the Scottish Enlightenment and now gotten more involved with the moral psychology of that era.
Moral psychology.
Yeah.
And I'm going to quote you here, a combination of philosophy and psychology in which one studies human behavior that involves, morality.
Yes, yes. It's an interesting phenomenon, actually, that's been happening. I studied the moral psychology of the Scottish Enlightenment. Back then, there was no discipline called psychology. And the philosophers of the day were also psychologists, and they had a psychological theory about human nature and believed that morality comes from our human nature, that we are naturally moral makers, that we actually are born with an innate moral sense, that we make moral distinctions. And then after in the 19th century and such, a lot, there wasn't much emphasis put on that. But now recently, psychology are doing studies that are showing that the Scottish Enlightenment fellows of Francis Hutcheson, David Hume, and Adam Smith may have been onto something, that we are psychologically born to make moral distinctions, and we have this little thing called a moral sense that does that. Like we have eyes to see, we have a moral, innate moral sense that makes moral distinctions.
So not only the five senses, the six senses, seven senses,
yes.
Who knows how many senses we have.
Who knows how many we have.
That's
yes.
why
yes.
you do the work you do. The classes you teach, Phyllis, what would these be? Do you teach undergrad, grad?
Yes. No. We do not have a graduate school in the philosophy department. We've got our graduates go on to exciting graduate programs. Yes, I teach both the intro levels and the advanced levels of philosophy. My specialty, of course, being ethics. And then a professional ethics class that is required by some of the professional schools at Grand Valley. So I teach that also. Yeah.
What do you do in your spare time?
Yeah. Well, I like to run like you do. I do enjoy that, and biking as you do too. So I like physical activity. I think I'm in the head so much that getting the body out working is really what I need.
It's own moral psychology or something
as
such.
Absolutely.
Let's turn our attention to a headline that was presented back in August that sets the ground for this summer. GVSU receives a portion of a $36.6 million in grant to create a summer institute. Take it away.
Yes. Well, I was thrilled to have my name right under $36 million. I don't have $36 million, but the NEH, the National Endowment for the Humanities, which is an organization in D.C. It's a federal organization. Actually, I was called by Debbie Stabenow's office and Gary Peters' office to tell me I got the grant because it is a federal grant. I got only $155,000 of that $36 million, and it's very specific about how I have to spend that money. We're bringing in 25 scholars. On November 1, it'll go public where they can start applying to go to this institute for 4 weeks, and it's for college professionals, and we'll get applications. We'll accept 25 applications. Three of those will be grad students. The NEH requires three graduate students, and then the other are college professionals. What we're looking for is researchers who will start expanding this idea of the humanities, expanding the education in the humanities has expands the moral sensitivities of individuals. So you have what the psychology seems to be pointing to, the fact that we do make moral distinctions as an innate ability, but that ability needs to be expanded and more sophisticated. And the case that we want more and more scholars to make is that the humanities do that. It's unfortunate that the humanities need any kind of defense. It's as old as classical education, but I'll tell you, the professional schools, and when more and more educators have an opinion about what we should be teaching in colleges, it gets a little scary to the humanities, because outside of the educational field, some people don't understand the importance of the humanities. To learn history, to learn philosophy, to learn literature, English literature is important. And all of those things expand our moral sensitivity.
Well, I remember, I'll date myself, but back in 1977, I actually took the high school class, humanities, and didn't really know what it was.
Exactly.
It wasn't an English class, but there was art, there was theater, there was education.
Exactly.
Right?
And we have a little bit of all that in this institute. And the case that we're making, and the case that each one of these people, so we're bringing in a music and an art, and each one of those have done the research on how their particular discipline improves the moral sensitivity of any person studying this. Mm-hmm. So we want more and more people to be doing this kind of research, and that's what we're hoping these 25 scholars will start doing.
You are co-directing this with someone from Youngstown State?
Yes. Deborah Maurer is my co-director. She and I work together in an association called Society for Ethics Across the Curriculum. She's the president of the executive committee, and I'm on that committee. She and I did a conference here in Grand Rapids in 2012, and the theme of that conference was developing moral sensitivity. Then she and I co-edited a book called Developing Moral Sensitivity. So this institute is extending what we established in that conference and in that book. In other words, we made the case for the need to extend the moral sensitivity and developing of moral sentiments. And now this institute is going to develop it further throughout the humanities, get more people in the humanities across the country who will be working on this understanding of what the humanities can do in the education of college students across the country.
These scholars, guided by these international renowned faculty, again, studying texts, exploring new areas of interdisciplinary research, and actually developing research projects.
Yes. Yes. So we're hoping that the scholars, and we're going to choose the scholars that we believe have the best potential for developing this community of scholars who are making the case for the importance of the humanities in the development of our own moral psychology. So the scholars are bringing in, matter of fact, Owen Flanagan from Duke University is our keynote speaker, and he is the beginning a number of years ago of saying that psychology has something to say to philosophers, and philosophers have something to say to psychology. Mm-hmm. In some ways, philosophers can set the tone for what needs to be answered. What should psychologists be asking about human behavior? And yet the psychologists can tell us about what expands the morality of human behavior.
So do you know what your $36.6 million will be spent on? Will it be all spent by the end of the...
Oh, yes, it's all spent. So we get $155,000. They're giving it to Grand Valley, who will take care of it, and I'm the one that writes, that sets up where the money goes. So each of the 25 scholars that applies, well, a lot of people will apply, will accept 25. Mm-hmm. Each one of them will get $3,300 to help with their costs. So we're going to be we're going to have them stay at Winter Hall right here downtown Grand Rapids. And the actual institute will be in the DeVos place. Good. So we'll be in just a classroom each day. Okay. And the NEH gives them $3,300. It doesn't cover all their costs, but it helps them to be able to do this for 4 weeks. And then there's a small stipend for the speakers. And these speakers that... for instance, Owen Flanagan, it costs quite a bit of money, but because it's NEH, he's doing it for much less money. So it's those kinds of little stipends, and we have to pay their airfare to get here because we have 17 scholars coming in, lecturers who are going to lecture the scholars, and the 25 scholars stay here for the full 4 weeks.
Got to get on that speaking circuit, don't we?
I know it. I mean, we pay to talk, so we're happy to be able to bring people in that are important, that people want to hear and understand. Yes.
Yeah, that's where why we are lucky here under the umbrella of Grand Valley State University.
Oh, yes.
Boy, what's this? Does this mean anything to your students as we look to close, Phyllis?
Well, it's an important part of the development of faculty, of course, to be able to be doing this research. And I'm hoping that that this making this case and having more scholars working on the importance of the humanities, that we won't have to defend the humanities as we've had. I mean, I believe that a good education is seeped in the liberal arts. Of philosophy and literature and history. And we're taking a beating in the public world. Mm-hmm. We're taking a beating of what how is that going to get you a job instead of creating good citizens, which is what the humanities does. We have to make a case for it's going to get you a job or give you a skill level. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we overlook things about being human. We think that there's certain skills that we need, but yet there's being human and understanding what that means. Making moral distinctions mm-hmm. is very important. We can teach children and college students rules and hope they follow them. Mm-hmm. But if they're morally sensitive and they've developed their own innate ability to understand and have empathy for many others, not just their immediate surroundings, that those kinds of things develop citizens that are aware and are a benefit to the community, more than just skills. Yeah,
it's never too early to start planning for the summer of 2016.
Yes,
June
yes.
will be a very important as this institute takes place. Details one more time on what is happening.
So right now the NEH has already advertised that we're going to be doing this institute. On November 1, the NEH sends out a formal announcement, and then applications can come in and people can apply. College professionals can apply to attend this institute. We have a web page here at Grand Valley. We have a wonderful web designer who is a graduate of Grand Valley who has put together this amazing web page, and that will go live, and then we will start admitting, looking at applications. And my co-director, Deborah Maurer, and myself, and Owen Flanagan from Duke will be the selection committee, and we will be choosing the 25 scholars that are able to come here, and they'll spend a month here in Grand Rapids. We're so thrilled to have a great city to do it in. I mean, we're doing something in association with the Graham. On a Tuesday, we're taking all the scholars there. We're also working with the UICA. And they're all walking distance from Winter Hall and DeVos. Mm-hmm. Grand Valley, and the reason we're doing it here rather than at my co-director's school is because Grand Valley and Grand Rapids is the place for conferences and institutes. Mm-hmm. It's so perfect for people. They don't need a car. They can walk downtown, have lunch, walk over to the Graham. Mm-hmm. It's just an incredible wealth of resources. Our Loosemore Library here, right here at the Pugh campus. Yep. It's just a marvelous marriage between this Grand Valley and downtown Grand Rapids. And it's a perfect place for an institute. And I think one of the reasons we were able to, it's very selective. Very few people who we've applied before and mm-hmm. been turned down. And we were able to get this. It's the first one Grand Valley's gotten. So we're really thrilled to be part of it.
Oh, bring them over and we'll put them on the radio as well.
So. Okay.
How do we find out more information? Is there a best website to get a hold of you?
Yes, emailing me is a really good way if the people are interested in more information. And I'm VandenBP@GVSU. Yes, that's the best way. Our website is not live yet. We can't until November 1. So, yeah.
That'll be here before you know it.
Oh, yes.
Institute co-director, professor of philosophy at Grand Valley State University, Dr. Phyllis Vandenberg. Thanks. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.